This is Earth and Sky on drugs used to fight cancer.
Many of these chemotherapy drugs target cells in the body that divide rapidly. That's because unlike healthy cells, cancer cells are programmed to keep growing and reproducing, so they overrun any cells in their path. The problem is that many kinds of healthy cells divide rapidly too, such as cells lining the digestive tract, bone marrow cells, and even hair follicle cells. That's why, for example, people getting chemotherapy often lose their hair.
There aren't yet any drugs that can kill just cancer cells without hurting healthy cells nearby. Some newer drugs do look for cells from specific parts of the body, so they limit the damage to the rest of the body. But healthy cells nearby still suffer collateral damage.
Cancer drugs employ various methods of attack. Some turn off the cancer's keep-growing switch. Others force cells to self-destruct, or they alter the DNA so the cells can't reproduce. Most chemotherapy treatments use a combination of drugs, each with a specific task.
One challenge for researchers developing cancer drugs is that cancers aren't all the same. A drug might be lethal to some cancers, but not to others. Special thanks to the Camille and Henry Dreyfus Foundation, a private foundation dedicated to advancing research and education in the chemical sciences. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.